The following podcast contains strong language as well as substantial sexual and adult content. Listener discretion is advised, as well as staying on topic. Hey, party people. Here at Browser History, we have a bit of a tendency to take a tangent now and again. Sometimes we'll leave them in the episode, but often we have to cut those tangents for time. However, some of our most entertaining tangents that we've had to cut have come directly from the mind of our very own Laura J. So please enjoy this special bonus episode featuring the best outtakes of Laura J.
We find the condom. I found one inside me.
Oh, man.
My gynecologist was amused.
was it like, you know, pulling out the never-ending tissue paper out? Whoa, what's this?
No, I actually
is this only, your card?
I've had that happen with only one guy, and it happened twice.
It's happened?
Yes. It's like, I knew it had happened. Like, I was like, he was like, I think the condom came off, and I was like, is it inside me? And he was like, and I was like, great, because his dick was so fucking small and he was using big condoms. And so after I had to give him a nice lesson of like, look, has this happened before with other girls? And he was like, yeah, it kind of happens a lot. I was like, well, it's because you're using bigger condoms than your dick is, and you need to get real with that. We're obviously still going to fuck you. You just need to get the correct size condom. You are not a Magnum at all. So stop using them.
Yeah. Magnums aren't, I thought Magnums actually weren't bigger than regular ones.
They're not that much bigger.
Okay.
Really?
They still cut off my circulation.
God, that's
okay. Humble brag. Yep. Over here.
Well, they definitely don't fit on smaller dicks though, and they get lost inside of you.
So basically what we're learning here is that Magnums don't fit anyone.
Maybe not.
I mean, I'm Goldilocks. Like, it's just right. But I got that's the thing. I'm not like, I got that perfect like boyfriend dick, you know, like it's not too big, not too small. It's just right. Said Goldilocks right as she sat on it.
Yeah. and how long have you and Goldilocks been together?
Together is a strong word.
Yeah, she's got all those bears. So I mean,
exactly. Like, I mean, true. Well, where do you think I found her? We were at the Eagle and she's just chasing all them bears. And I can say the Eagle because, like, every major city has an Eagle.
And that is so true.
Where's that located?
Silver Lake.
We've really lost the thread on this copy. All right. Yeah, so
I had my whole profile taken down from Tinder, but wasn't told why. I had to figure out why.
Because you had your bloody photos.
I put up my bloody photos. So I
your these, bloody photos?
I have,
if you follow Laura J's Instagram, she has this whole photo shoot last year, 2 years ago.
It was last year, not even a full year ago, but I had a friend that does boudoir shoots, and I was kind of joking with her, but a little bit serious that I was like, well, I'd love to be in lingerie just covered in blood if you want to have fun. And she's like, yes, let's do
it. It's a fucking amazing photo
shoot. It was the most fun. It was at one point that I was like bent over and her taking pictures and then just throwing more blood on me. But
as one does.
As one does. Yes. And but like I had those posted. I don't know what got flagged. I was never told. It was just everything was taken down and I can't have a Tinder profile with that email anymore.
Wow.
Like it
was
very severe.
Whoa.
I wasn't told what, like they wouldn't even give me the option to take down photos or change anything that maybe was in the bio. I did specify in the bio, it could have been anything. It wasn't exactly super great. I did joke around that I was like, I've never killed anyone yet. Was like the end of the of that, so it could have been.
I mean,
that
is very your brand of humor.
Yeah, but also like, how successful was that at?
okay, so that's the thing though. I've posted bloody pictures before, but it wasn't in my lingerie. It was in a like housewife with a creepy, like a crazy knife for my one woman show that I did. So I've had that before, and that's gone around on Tinder, and that got crazy traction. I got so many hits; it was overwhelming. And
okay.
Like, so this time around I did it, but I also did it exclusively women only, and it was flagged immediately. Like I know it had to have been flagged. Like it was, I didn't even get to swipe more than 5 minutes and I had, and it's like the app shut down and I was like, oh, my phone must be going weird. And then it wouldn't let me log back in.
Whoa.
But I didn't get an email, nothing. And so I had to email in and they didn't respond for about a week. And in that time, someone was like, you should just go on like their actual website, like on a computer and see if it lets you get in that way. Maybe it's your phone, maybe it's your app, because I'd already like tried to re-download it and stuff like that. Anyway, so, and this was like way more of a trip than I wanted to even do to get on Tinder. I just wanted to like hook up with a lady. I just wanted to have sex with one lady.
Just one lady. That's it. That's all I want.
Sex with a lady. And I got onto my laptop and then it had the error code and I was able to respond in that and be like, hey, this is the error code. And they're like, yeah, someone has flagged your post. Like, sorry, you're off. You're off Tinder. Basically,
whoa.
Is what I said. And that they respect like community guide, like you disrespected community guidelines or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
there's no warning, no nothing. What? It was just,
yeah, no warning, no nothing.
Wow.
Absolutely nothing. You were done. You were banned.
What do we think is part of this whole push against, like, why are social media platforms now becoming so gun shy when it comes to certain quote unquote adult content, even though most of the people who are supposed to, like, I'm pretty sure you're not even supposed to be able to get a Facebook profile until you're 18, right? Or is it 16 or something like that?
I don't know the age, 16, but I mean, it started with college and then went to high school. So, and as far as I know, like, even if you're in middle school, you can have one.
Yeah. I guess, but I mean, like,
it's the same deal as like pushing. Yes, I'm 18. Like, you can lie about that shit.
Well, and also like
I've had guys message me on Grindr who have been like, actually, I'm 15 and I've been blocked immediately.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like, it's not hard to lie about your age. It's not like they're asking for like a photo ID as proof.
I mean, I have on multiple occasions had to do that.
I think.
I mean, yes, in person.
Yeah.
The website.
No, even through. Well, yeah. It's like
Facebook isn't asking for an online.
No, it's like there, and well, and most of the people using Facebook are adults
now.
Yeah.
And,
well, no, even
moms. Yeah. My mom isn't actually, and I'm glad.
But that's the thing is, like, most people using social media are adults. Is point one. Point two, it's not like the rest of the internet isn't like riddled with quote unquote adult content. So why is it now that like these platforms are becoming so worried about like quote unquote adult content?
I think it's a little bit of like the hashtag Me Too era, like the repercussions of that. They're going from a business standpoint of they don't want to get sued. They don't want the option to possibly get sued. Mm-hmm. They don't want to deal with it. And I think it may come from a slightly heart place of like, we don't want people to feel uncomfortable. But yeah, no, I think it's mostly they don't want a law to appear that then they have to be responsible. And they are responsible. And I think they're recognizing that they have a responsibility and are trying to figure it out in real time. But the internet is moving so fast.
Well, technology always moves way
faster
too.
Than we can catch up.
Mm-hmm. As far as... So, I mean, like, do we think this is just the pendulum swinging in one direction? Or is it going to kind of even out and not be so...
It always comes back in some way.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think there will be a resurgence of... you know, porn on Tumblr. I think that will come back eventually. It's the same way that, you know, in our political sphere right now, where the entire country seems to be moving towards the hard right, and eventually it's going to swing back towards the hard left because that's where we were for a while.
Even with like my one woman shows, like I could never remember the fuck I wrote. I'd read something and I'd be like, oh, that was actually pretty good.
I do tend to have like the memory of a goldfish sometimes, where like I'll write a joke and be like, fuck, that was really
good. Pretty good. Yeah.
Like, what's R. Kelly's favorite key to sing in? A minor.
Oh no.
Laura's allergic to that joke.
Yeah, it's too real.
Yeah. It activated her asthma.
I was like, I think it was my gag reflex coming and just
from your acid reflux.
From my acid reflux. I used to drunkenly, like when I would drink and then I would take an like an acid reducer, but I would always call it my acid tablet because I couldn't remember reducer, and people would just look at me like, Don't do that. And I was like, oh yeah, sorry. No, I mean, like, you know, it's a thing that makes my acid go away. And they're like, I still don't know what you're talking about.
I dropped acid once. It was okay.
I've never done acid. Never. Just a lot of acid reducer.
No, just me too. Word. Yeah. No, you don't. Yeah. Buying Prilosec OTC, you never feel you really start to feel your mortality when you're at CVS.
I love a good Tums. Love a Tums.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, Tums is great. Tums is awesome.
Like chalk.
I just didn't know that apparently antidepressants like dampen the effects of acid, like the drug acid.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess when I was on antidepressants, I would black out easier.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I blacked out hard. All the time.
I would never vomit either.
Like,
yeah.
Oh no. I get super, like, I'm out of commission for most of the next day.
Oh damn.
Yeah. I get the worst hangovers.
Also is cummed up more. It's less of a term for an act. It's less of a verb. It's more of a noun.
Well, they're all nouns, but the others are more acts, and this is more of a person.
Yes.
Like, you would refer to a person as a cum dump.
Yeah. It's a trait. To,
like, no, I think
we're going to cum dump that guy.
Yeah. It's like, my name is Laura, and I'm a cum dump. But I can't say,
I don't know,
but I cannot say, it is wrong grammatically to say, I am Laura and I am a bukkake. That is not.
No, I thought cum dump would be like Google. Like, you can use this as a noun and a verb.
Yeah. Not according to UrbanDictionary.com.
Well,
and they're right.
God, we this kind of got away from us a little bit.
Sorry, it did, but
it was valid.
Anyway,
we needed to know.
God, will you two just fucking get it over with?
I'm not as tight. My dick's too big. the only big dick Mike fucks is his own. I don't know.
Clearly, you don't know how man on man sex works.
She doesn't watch gay porn.
You're a loss.
I don't really know how real sex works anymore.
Why is the real theme of this episode how depressing Laura's life is? He was nice to me, so I wanted to fuck him.
Yeah, that's my life isn't depressing, and even my sex life isn't depressing. It's just like more out of, I just don't care anymore in a lovely way. Yeah, I really like my vibrator. I'm doing great work.
Mm-hmm.
Great work.
Artistry.
Speaking artistry, of what was delivered artistry. By UPS today.
No, nothing was delivered. No, I've had mine for a while.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, see? There you go. You got it.
All right, here's
I lost my prostate stimulator in the divorce. So.
Oh, so yeah, you needed some help.
He doesn't even use it. He just wants to keep it out of spite, like, the fucker.
Is your prostate similar to your ex?
No.
Yeah, I was like,
no, God, he wishes. He wishes. And then you have Community, which had three different instances of this.
Over the course of their six seasons.
Six seasons.
Still waiting on a movie.
Is that still in development?
No.
I mean, it's the Community thing. Six seasons in a movie.
I used to fuck one of the writers.
Wait, okay.
That's yeah, we just... can take that out. Yeah, he's a fucking bitch. He is the one, like, out of all of the men I have fucked, he is the bitchiest of all of them.
Oh, okay. So he's responsible for season four.
Yeah, basically, yeah. He was one of the writer's assistants, and they made him an actual writer, finally, in the last season.
I so hate when...
Give him an episode, and
let me
he
guess,
is
he's a
little bitch.
Let me guess, he's a white dude.
Yes, tall, white dude. He comes so quick. It's pathetic. Like, it is absolutely pathetic. Yeah. And I was, like, totally into him and shouldn't have been. But I was like, I can make this work.
He's
I
a
can,
TV writer.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
I can make this work. Yeah. I've watched his one episode of Community. Yeah. He's very funny.
Because I'm like, I've seen assholes that are bleached enough so that they can kind of match the skin around it. And so it kind of looks like there's just a hole and nothing around it. But.
Yeah, it looked so pretty, but also, like, my first reaction was like, oh my God, this is the prettiest little pussy I've ever seen. And then my next was like, just like blatantly asking, how often do you get a UTI? And her response was, all the goddamn time. Because there's just nothing to save it. You're just going to get germs and UTI. It's going to happen. Yeah.
The more you know.
But that was a really fun conversation because we were trying to talk about clit piercings. And she was like, I'm pretty sure I can't even get one. And we were like, well, you probably can just, you know, like in your hood. And she had no idea what we were talking about because she doesn't have one. Yeah. Are you lost completely?
Completely.
Cool. Mm. Do you want me to show you my pussy?
Show me a position.
Let me see if I can find.
I think, did I just get me too'd?
No,
no. I asked you. You're no. fucking welcome.
In order for you to get me too'd, she would have to without
lock you in a room.
Without asking, lock you in a room, and then Captain Morgan style, just like put her.
Yeah, that's also the bummer about being a woman. Your leg has to come up.
And then like hustler style, just spread the lips and just have the eye of Sauron like, just staring at you.
And then Dirty DJ, like, which is a horrible dank reference. Just walk around.
Oh my god.
It's still
which
funny.
Is the majority of what you see in porn.
Yeah, yeah. Which like that has it can work. It's worked before. When in a pinch, I've done it, it works. Let me see if I can find an unhooded.
It's literally like trying to just take your dickhead and just rub it against stuff in order to get yourself to come. It's possible in theory.
Oh, here you kind of. Oh my god, how did she do that? She has a piercing.
Yeah, if you're joining this podcast, you'll just listen to prior episodes and we're starting to reference ourselves already four yeah. episodes in. I've said that to myself in the real world multiple times. I've just been like, I've been like standing in line in the grocery store and been like, vaginas, vagina. And had people just turn to me and be like, what the fuck? And now none of you will be able to unhear it.
The worst times it pops into my head.
Vaginas, vagina. Yeah, you'll be at a funeral, be like, vagina,
vagina. I am just glad it doesn't pop into mine, but I do wonder now hearing your obsession with me. But
okay, Regina George.
I do just wonder what else I do throughout the day that could just get stuck in anyone's head.
Which head?
Like exactly.
Boom.
Yeah, I got a little bit high recently, and I couldn't stop singing a Counting Crows song, and now I can't even think of what it is, but it was just a Counting Crows song that I kept singing, and I couldn't stop.
Was it Mr. Jones?
No, it was, oh God, no, it was because I kept seeing the Dating Around. Oh, it was, I've been hanging around this town on the corner, and I wouldn't realize I was doing it, and I just kept doing it, and when I would catch myself finally, I would start laughing because I'd be like, "Oh my god, you were fucking insane! You were fucking insane." Anyway, that's gonna totally all get taken out.
Bye. Yeah, and this is why we should do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs; you'll sing Counting Crows for way too long,
and just musically chant about vagina.
I enjoy watching like sounding like I enjoy watching that, but I would never actually want to do it. Like, to someone. Like, I enjoy it because it is one of the most genuine noises you can hear from someone actually enjoying it. Like, I've never heard, like a true beautiful orgasm coming from that, like, on porn is pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I recommend it.
You're a kinky-ass fucker.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to do it. Like,
that's fair.
Yeah.
But if you were dating a guy and then all of a sudden he was like, by the way, I'm really into sounding.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would take pause just because of also I come from a medical field family. The amount of times that that I've heard of one of them having to take something out of a man's penis or asshole is aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd be like, great, what are your tools? Let's look at it from a medical standpoint first and see how safe you are. And then let's go from there. It would be a wonderful
and
discussion.
Then it's like just, you know, Niagara Falls between your legs. Hopefully,
yeah,
eventually.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not needing in any form or fashion.
Yeah,
we
should also.
I had some really great sex before y'all came over.
Yay! Oh my god! I'm
finally!
So proud of you!
Oh my god!
Finally.
No, that's like you. What time? What time of day?
So like 4.
That's incredible. Just the time, like. Like time, like how did you? Where? Okay, I have so many questions. This
men
is
don't take as long. Okay,
which they did it.
This actually, yeah. He
incredible.
Doesn't live that far from me.
Yeah, it's just that it's not at 2 a.m. like most of my hookups have been.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
Well, when it's 2 a.m., someone could come from Northridge in 20 minutes. Like.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
but also, you know.
Oh, it's trying to coordinate
Sorry, I just plucked a hair and it felt like goddamn grandmother hair. And I'm saying if it's gray.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now is not the time for this
Sorry,
kind of
keep
shit.
Going. Just forget it, whatever.
We're rolling, goddammit.
We're rolling. Keep going.
I love it.
It feels like why it feels like fucking wire.
About an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
We're in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the footage.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, it's on you next.
It's on me. God. Okay. Now I'm getting weird. I was just like, felt
you were
such a weird texture.
You were flossing your teeth with your own hair.
It didn't feel like
fifth grade. I had a girlfriend who ate her own hair.
Did she get a bezoar, like a bezoar in her stomach from it?
No.
I've never heard a bezoar sound so fucking glamorous. Yeah. Did you have a bezoar?
Bezoar.
Yes, darling. It was delightful. Isn't that a Harry Potter thing, too?
Yes. It is.
But it's still a bezoar, but it's in like a goat stomach.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'm not quite on Mike's level yet, where he can just be like, yeah, I love incest. It's real hot.
He doesn't.
I feel like that's not what I actually said.
Yeah. He enjoys specifically more like step sibling situation, or like, do you watch like daddy porn or mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, all of it.
I mean, it's
yeah,
it's all
it's not like, oh yeah, incest is what gets me off.
Exactly. I was like specify a little.
I do find those videos
explain
hot.
Yourself.
Yeah, it's like I like seeing I saw one video that was like hilarious. Like I laughed. I enjoyed my time watching it. And it was like a stepsister and a stepbrother fighting with each other of like, "Oh no, give me the remote. Oh my God, I want to watch my show, blah blah blah." And I was like, "Oh, I get this. It's very appealing." And also they just acted out being step siblings really well together. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was like, "Oh, well, if you suck my dick, I'll give you the remote." And she was like, "Yeah, give me the remote." You're competing constantly as a twin because people look at you and think you're clones.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much competition there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's way too much of that. Like, and then there's just the fact that you're either each other's teammates or you're each other's enemies. And it can go either way and swing in aggressive amounts, but you're just always struggling as a twin to try to stay in the middle, and really just keep like, okay, I'm kind of spinning into a weird thing. Well, this is a whole other topic, but birth control usually decreases people's sexual appetites in general. So,
does it?
Well, like it gets your libido down for most people.
Really? I've heard mixed reviews. Okay.
Yeah. It depends on the birth control and trying to figure it out and like all of that. But I, especially when I was in when I first started birth control at like 19, like my libido dropped. Like I just, it was like, ugh. I mean, I guess
I'll
do this.
You sure your libido in general didn't just drop?
No, like it definitely, it had to do with that. But, and also like now currently getting off birth control, I'm like, yeah, okay. This feels like a teenager again. It's a little weird.
Should I hide all of my phallic objects?
Maybe. I saw cucumbers at Trader Joe's and I was like, oh, you're getting off birth control, aren't you? Yes, sweetheart.
Don't watch Girls Trip.
Yeah. Oh my God. No. Yeah. I won't be able to look at grapefruit again.
All right.
But
so,
if they did that, if they did birth control, then teenage girls wouldn't want to go out and have sex. And if we taught boys to not force people into sex, then they'd be all right. What a beautiful world. I come to everything. We could just do another one in the episode, where it's just something else. What else do I come to? What's a weird thing to come to? And I'll just...
The Holocaust?
No.
Okay, yeah, we've already established we can't. Yeah.
It's food. Passover.
It's literally easy.
I mean, it won't be when the episode
perhaps, like food.
Food.
What food do you like?
I like
baked
fried food.
Ziti.
Yeah, baked ziti. Fat Sal's. Mozzarella sticks.
Oh, mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks. Laura J can come to that. Ewan McGregor singing.
No. I don't really come to anyone singing. If Ewan McGregor was, I mean, I've met Ewan McGregor before catering, and he asked me where he should wash his hands, and that turned me on. So Ewan McGregor
Period.
Period.
Okay.
But yeah.
Spinach, goat cheese, and sun-dried tomato quiche.
It's delicious. I came. Of course. That's why I'm sitting on my hoodie.
Nick at night.
Depends. If monsters are on, yes. But like, Nick at Night now, like, I don't know what's even on it's Nick
like
at Night.
It's like the King of Queens.
Yeah. Which
is I know. It shows from the 90s.
It's so stupid.
So it's like not the same, but when it was like Monkey Mondays and Monster Tuesday, the Monsters Tuesdays and
I
stuff,
Dream of
yes.
Genie Thursdays.
Yes. I came
Bewitched
all the time.
Be Wednesdays.
I used to masturbate all the time during that.
Free shipping with Amazon Prime.
Yes, come hard. And then I feel guilty because Bezos needs no more money.
Ariana Grande.
I'm good, actually. I don't know. She reminds me of a baby. I don't come to babies.
Apartment swimming pools.
Yes.
Okay. Everyone's been inside.
Everyone's been inside. I love a good slut.
Memorial Day.
Yes, it's my best friend's birthday. I come out of joy.
Memorial Day.
Okay.
Yeah, well, not my best friend's birthday. It's our anniversary.
Aww.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Oh, that's cute.
This has been another edition of Can Laura J Come to That?
Laura J can come to that.
I come to anything. My first kiss was technically a Mormon, but I did not see his underwear. I had to kiss that. We were in our town, and so he played my George.
The most common school play ever.
Yeah, for sure. I loved it. Our town was so great. We were looking up stupid like memes before everyone got here, and one of them was, could I ever call someone like it's named Mike a Micicle?
What about like terrible. Mike DeChondriac?
Mike DeChondriac.
Mitochondria.
I want
actually that would be a great drag king name.
Yeah.
Who's the one to say it's Mike DeChondria?
Mike DeChondria.
Or Mike DeChondria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike He's the power plant of the party.
That is an ad that I have.
I do love me a good twink. I will definitely say. Mm.
But yeah, I come back to that.
I call them tapas.
Because they're little small plates. Sample sizes.
They're snack size.
They are. And sometimes I'll go through three or four of them in a night. So.
Am I a twink?
Yeah.
Am I a twink?
If you were a boy.
Am I a power twink?
If I were a boy.
Power twinks don't exist.
That's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
No, but.
But a lot of twinks are power bottoms.
Yeah.
Isn't she just a treasure? There will be more bonus content coming soon, so until then, always try your best, speak your mind, don't go to Arkansas, and don't forget to clear your browser history. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes. It lets us know you're having a good time and helps others to find the show. You can also tweet or DM us. We're at BrowserPod across all social media platforms, and you can also find us individually at DammitRJ, at V.Laura.J, and me at BikeMowers. Thanks!